Well, I'd like to start with the good parts of tonight. I thought our effort for all four quarters was excellent. I thought our tackling was good. Certainly we created turnovers tonight, which was outstanding. I thought we had some young players that really stepped up. I think they showed up. I thought, other than the first play offensively, I thought we were playing, we had smooth transitions. I thought our energy was good. We were focused. We didn't have any pre-snap penalties. We had one sack. But I thought Jay was getting the ball up and out very quickly, and he was spreading it around during the minimal time he was playing. The dislikes, obviously, as I told the team, is number one. These games aren't an indication of the kind of team we're going to have during the season, because it wasn't that team. But it's certainly an indication, if you don't take care of the football, what's going to happen to your team. And even at plus one in the turnover ratio tonight, we were in a close game. We didn't convert in the red zone. We had a chance to get that one, that touchdown. We had a guy open. We didn't convert. And we had some plays called back offensively with our second and third group holding penalties. So it was good learning from that standpoint, that our players, they see what those types of situations can entail. But I think we got a lot to build, and I thought our sidelines were excellent. I thought we did a good job in transitions for most of the night and getting people on and off in the first exhibition game. Certainly there's some real good things to look at. We'll get a chance to evaluate our guys individually on tape, see where they are individually, not just our younger guys, but our veterans as well. But overall, nobody's ever happy about losing any game. But I thought that indications are that, you know, I think as we move forward, we got something to build on. And I told the guys at the end, this was a preseason game, and we're still in training camp. We've got to get our rest tonight and take care of ourselves tomorrow, and we've got to come in Sunday morning and be ready to work for the next 3 days and get our focus back on finishing the job of having a great training camp. And that's where we are. Henry has a concussion, and he'll be into a protocol situation now. It'll be day-to-day. Manley has a rib. And he'll have to be, we'll see where he is in the next couple days. And Harvey as well had a rib late. And again, that'll be day to day and see where those were the three. There were other little things, but those were the three of significance. Absolutely. I mean, I thought Jay, other than, you know, obviously, you know, you don't want to see that happen on the first play of the game, but I loved his demeanor tonight. He came right back. I thought he was calm. Went right back at it, and you know, we were able to talk on the sideline and work through it very easily and get back into the game. And you know, he ran to his left, he got rid of the ball, threw it out of bounds, took care of the ball. He took one sack. I don't know, you know, the issue on the sack, but other than that, I thought he was sharp, and I felt that we got our first group in and out of the huddle. We didn't have any pre-snap penalties. They weren't out there very long. And we'll see where, you know, we hope to see more. But we have something to build on, and we have something to talk about. Guys, you can't turn the ball over and win in any league, and certainly not in the National Football League. And when you're plus one at the end of the game, that's the only reason why we were even in it in the fourth quarter. And we got to do a better job, and the guys will see the things that happen where we turn the ball over, and we certainly got to clean that up. But I'm optimistic that we'll move forward and get better. Yeah, I think there the thing that you don't see is there were a number of called runs, but he had the option to throw it because they were in the box and doing those other things, and we had great success. But the number of runs that we ran and the number that were called are two different things, and that's what doesn't show up at times, you know, that because they're taking things away. We don't want to waste the play. We're going to take the ball and throw it, and those plays, as teams will see, and when they look at it, they'll be saying the same thing that I am to you, is that they had a run called, but they were in a position to be weaker in the perimeter, and so we threw the ball, and that's why you saw us throw as much as we did, even though runs were called. Well, I think that, you know, it's again, we've got to go back to the tape tomorrow. I think he's in a competition. We've told him that he is. As I said earlier in the week, I didn't hide from the fact that he's had very good days and not so good days. He hasn't been as consistent as we'd like. We've told him that, and we'll look at the tape and see where he is, into the first of the week. But when he's on his game, he can be very good, and we're just working. And I know Aaron is working hard, and Pat are working hard to create an environment for him that he's more successful. Well, I think it's significant that, you know, when young guys step up and make plays in the course of the game, that's certainly going to help their confidence. And we're not ready to anoint him. you know, certainly, you know, he's in a competition as well. He's going to play a lot of football for us. I was encouraged by his stamina during the course of the game. I don't know how many plays he played, but he was on special teams as well. And it's just great to see these young guys have success and be able to identify with doing good things. He did that tonight. I was very focused on the game, you know, just focused on doing my job, and I really didn't get caught up in the big picture. I'm appreciative of this opportunity and being out here tonight, but, you know, quite frankly, I was just locked into trying to just do my job and help the team in any way I could.